History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Our three underway. Most recent pick, Cincinnati at 17, Shamar Stewart, defensive end, Texas A&M. So another edge player off the board. Second, third, fourth, fifth, all those corners still available here going into the 18th pick. And from Jordan Schultz of Yahoo Sports, the Seattle Seahawks are, quote, talking trade down. So could be looking to trade back from the number 18 pick here in the first round. Before we move any further, let's kick it over to Derek for a quick update on the first 17 picks of the draft.
So to recap everything that's gone on, well, Cam Ward went first overall to the Tennessee Titans. That one pretty much in the bag for a couple months now. Travis Hunter goes second overall, not to Cleveland, no, Jacksonville, as the Jaguars pay a heavy price to move up three selections to get Travis Hunter, the corner wide receiver. Abdul Carter going third overall to the New York Giants. And then Will Campbell going at the offensive tackle position from LSU to the New England Patriots. Upon their trade down, Cleveland takes defensive tackle Mason Graham. The Raiders take running back Ashton Jeanty from Boise State at six overall. A couple of offensive linemen going in several of the few picks following after that. Armand Membo, offensive tackle from Missouri, going to the Jets. Tet McMillan stops it from being a run, the wide receiver going to Carolina at eight, but then Calvin Banks, they go right back to the trenches in this draft. The New Orleans Saints taking Banks at nine. Colson Loveland, tight end out of Michigan, being the selection at 10th overall. Mykel Williams, edge rusher out of Georgia, going to San Francisco. Dallas taking guard Tyler Booker. The Miami Dolphins made me very upset by taking Kenneth Grant out of Michigan. So they drafted Grant and my salty tears at 13th overall. Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State, going to the Indianapolis Colts at 14. Jalen Walker finally stops his slide. He ends up at 15th overall to the Atlanta Falcons. Walter Nolan, Ole Miss defensive tackle at 16th to the Arizona Cardinals. Stewart at 17 to the Bengals. And the Seahawks are still on the clock as of right now.
So we are, I think, in range that a second-round pick could get you from 30
Agreed.
To this area.
Agreed.
So am I predicting the Bills trade up? No, but I do think there are guys the Bills likely have with first-round grades. By the way, Matthew Golden still on the board here. Could the Seahawks potentially take Matthew Golden? I didn't really think of them Ooh. As a team that could take Golden, but Ooh. They lose DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett's gone.
But I've also seen Tet McMillan mocked them a lot. It felt like Golden was always going to the Cowboys at 12.
Yeah.
So Golden was never really on the board. I think that would be a good idea. We did also just see, I think last night, Tyler Lockett signing with the Tennessee Titans. So continuing the traditional old wide receiver run, which is you will eventually wind up in Tennessee in that ugly uniform. Congratulations. I like Golden here, but Schultz's reports that they were trying to trade back. The pick is in. That'd be interesting if it ultimately is like someone like Matthew Golden. Do they believe they could get him much later on in the first round? It's not too surprising. I think that also probably tells you there maybe one more receiver going here tonight.
Yeah, I think Golden's going to go in the first.
I think he goes here, and if they were willing to trade down.
We know the Seahawks had other needs, especially along the offensive line.
Oh, they are absolutely a team that seems to always need offensive line help. They don't seem to really do a good job.
Oh, this Zabel out of North Dakota State? He was somebody I looked at potentially if Miami was going to reach on somebody because of the Tyler Booker mm-hmm. pick from Dallas. I mean, Seattle's been trying to fix their offensive line since Russell Wilson was in prime. So, makes a lot of sense.
The pick is in. The commissioner is on the stage, and you will hear about their newest offensive lineman.
With the 18th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Gray Zabel, Guard, North Dakota State.
So their new offensive lineman, Gray Zabel, North Dakota State. He's played all five positions along offensive lineman at the offensive line in North Dakota, or at North Dakota State, I should say.
That's huge.
Yeah, you know, I outside of JSN, I don't really – although they got Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, they casually got Cooper Kupp. But this is good because Seattle needs offensive line help. Sam Darnold is not as escapey in the pocket as their former franchise quarterback in Russell Wilson. And now, by the way, if you're Houston or Kansas City, you're throwing your arms up in the air and going, what the hell do we do?
Well, I mean, if you're Kansas City, Josh Simmons out of Ohio State, it seems written in the stars. If he gets there 231, I think they're going to take him. Yeah.
But that's it. That's literally
that's
it.
That's it.
Yep.
I will tell you, if you're a Bills fan, I'm just looking at Dane Brugler's list here. Harmon's still on the board. Nick Emenwori, Will Johnson, Malachi Starks, Donovan Ezraku is still on the board.
Yeah.
I mean, Jahdae Barron is somebody that's still on the board.
Mike Green is still on the board.
James Pierce still on the board.
Yeah.
Trey Amos obviously is a big guy that everyone's brought up. We mentioned Jahdae Barron.
Mike Green.
Green is somebody I'm
kind of perplexed.
We thought Carolina was going to go Jalen Walker. I think the three of us kind of agreed on that.
Yeah.
So I assumed Atlanta was going to take him. But to be fair, we also saw an edge go after Walker that was not Mike Green. In Shamar Stewart going to the Bengals. There is going to be a lot of options, I think, for the Bills. I think the idea of them maybe even trading with Pittsburgh to go up isn't out of the realm of possibilities if they like one of these players more than most, and that'd be something I'd be game for. Have convictions, go get your guy, and go get a guy that has potential game-changing ability. I think there's three or four of those guys I would say have that. I like Malachi Starks a lot. Will Johnson, I love Mike Green. I did not think he'd have a shot.
If you had a guess, which players remaining the Bills had first-round grades on, how many do you think there are?
Will Johnson.
Would
Malachi
agree.
Starks.
Yep.
I'll go Mike Green.
Yeah, Mike Green.
I would think Emenwori.
Emenwori.
I don't know. It might be Starks over Emenwori, and
but
maybe
I would
not
think,
both.
I think maybe
do
not
they have
both.
A first round grade on Jahdae Barron?
Yes, I would think so.
So we're at like four or five.
Yeah, there's still a number of them, and we're at the 19th pick. A quick note from Jordan Schultz again of Yahoo: a ton of activity at the bottom of this draft with teams looking to trade down. Couple of quarterback needy teams making calls to
I think there's
up.
Also a feel too
Bills
because
fans, welcome back to potential help.
But I think it's because of the offensive line run.
Yeah.
There is so much defensive talent later on in this draft. Plus the idea, I think many of us would assume there might be, and to Nate's point, Schultz brought it up. Teams maybe want a quarterback. Matthew Golden is still on the board. There's enough talent here.
You can manipulate the board how you want.
Yeah, and you can move it back if you want. I think Tampa probably goes the linebacker out of Alabama, Jahd Campbell. They kind of need a linebacker desperately.
Golden could definitely be a guy that they like.
Golden absolutely could be a guy that they like.
Could be safety too.
Could be safety. And honestly, with Denver at 20, I kind of look at them and just assume. If Amari Hampton, the running back out of North Carolina, is there, they go him. I think the Bills are going to have a lot of room here to kind of operate. I think the Chargers, by the way, at 22 could be a spot where Golden
the Broncos
goes.
Also, the Broncos with Golden might actually be a natural
Chargers
fit
would
too.
Be a great spot for Golden.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I think that team really – and they lose their separator
right.
in Josh Palmer.
Right. So you bring in Golden. I never saw the 4.29 speed. It is technically –
It's there.
I am thrilled with how this board has up to this point. We're at pick 19. I'm thrilled at how this board has fallen.
I think if you're Brandon Bean, you're feeling very good about it too, because even if you just say, you know what, we're standing pat.
Right. Right.
It is bizarre how much of the offensive line has already dried up, though.
I think because these
it's
teams
helpful
were
for
like
the Bills,
but I think
but
a lot of these
they
teams,
recognize it. It's not a great class.
They're sitting there going, "We can't get that ability in round two.
We can't get that in
even
round
if
two.
We have an early round two pick, we can't get it."
This is huge for the D tackle in day two crowd, by the way.
Huge,
incredibly.
I don't think they're taking the D tackle.
I'm with Nate.
Yeah, it's not going to be a 30.
I also
this
never
is for the day
would.
Two crowd.
I never thought they would.
I thought they would if someone like
if
Kenneth
Grant
was there. Or, well, I think even maybe Derek Harmon, if Harmon is there, That is
Nate
telling me it's
is
not Campbell.
It's a spicy boy.
That's telling me it's not Campbell.
That's a spicy boy.
You guys are never.
Ooh. Can we tip this?
Yeah.
Okay, they're going Ohio State wide receiver Emeka Ebuka.
Yeah.
A guy that's, I would say, typically put as a slot receiver.
That might mean things are not looking good for Godwin?
Maybe. Also, though, LSU is maybe more known for this, but Ohio State's kind of becoming the wide receiver capital of the world.
Didn't they take McMillan last year?
They did. They did. They took McMillan. Mm-hmm. So I think this could be something where they look at him and go, no, that was just your role at Ohio State. You have a broader skill set, a lot like LSU. Justin Jefferson almost famously now was considered a guy that was going to be a slot.
I'm sorry.
And immediately became an outside guy.
To me, that screams there's something about Godwin that maybe they don't like.
They signed him to an extension.
I thought this was Campbell all the way.
I thought it would be something on defense, anything on defense.
I think what's interesting, though, and what we're not talking about, Golden and Burden are completely passed by.
Yeah.
Ebuka is, quote unquote, the third wide receiver taken, second, depending on how you look at Hunter. I think that's curious, too. He had a very good career at Ohio State, but was always kind of the second or third fiddle. Like, I mean, that's ultimately what he was.
Yeah. This is interesting,
though. Not a bad player by any means.
Honestly, I had it a little flipped. I thought Ebuka was going to go to Seattle. So I thought he was going to go in this range, and I had him at Seattle.
This board's falling beautifully for the Bills.
Yeah, no, it is actually working really well.
Pick by pick, it like gets better for me.
I will say, though, now that Campbell didn't go there, I'm going to be really upset if all those people that were like, ooh, watch out for linebacker, I'm going to lose my mind if that's right. I don't want linebacker.
There's too many players here.
There's too many players. Too many. I'll be furious if it's a linebacker. But the three of us have done this for a few years now. Typically by
– oh, here we go.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Emeka Ebuka.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver, Ohio State.
Wow.
They're stunned too.
Actually, I kind of want to hear. Can we hear that commentary really quick?
You think of all the great pass catchers Ohio State has sent to the NFL, even in the last handful of years, consider Emeka Ebuka is the school's all-time leading receiver, Mel. 205 catches over four seasons.
Yeah, the only thing really slowed Emeka Ebuka down was that left ankle injury in 2023. Missed three games mid-season, came back, had 41 catches. The year prior to that, he had 74 catches for 15.6 average and 10 touchdowns. This past year, 81.
Yeah, they're not adding anything about why the Bucs took him.
Yeah, I just...
Again, a really good career out of Ohio State, just never the guy.
I just think when you have two bona fide receivers like they do, it feels like a luxury pick for a team that I don't really get the vibe is in a position to have a luxury pick.
I mean, it is the NFC South, so it kind of is a chance to do a luxury pick. Atlanta's not a threat yet. The other two teams are trash.
Well, we did mention with Carolina, though. They could be coming up.
Carolina might be spicy, but Tampa's still good enough.
Yeah. I just, again, bringing up the board, I think this is following perfectly for the Bills. I think many of us are going to have a number of our pickings that we really liked.
Bills Twitter about these guys fighting about the options.
But a number of these guys, well, I didn't think would be there. We've mentioned Mike Green a lot here. Derek Harmon, I was up and down about if I thought he would actually be there for
not
the Bills.
For me.
I know he's not for you. I was much more on that with Walter Nolan. I think Walter Nolan did not fit the Bills even slightly.
Yeah.
If you're a Burden guy, I think he's almost definitely going to be there because I cannot see another receiver being taken outside of maybe the Chargers now, and we'll see where they go. But
wide receiver, man, you, Ohio State?
It's them or LSU, I think.
Could we see another wide receiver right here?
For the Broncos.
Is this Golden?
I think this is Hampton. I think this is Amarian Hampton.
I think you're right. Golden was a player that they probably didn't think was going to be available for them.
Yeah.
And I think it makes too much sense.
I also think, though, to Hampton, I like the Hampton point.
Hampton's Denver, a good point, too.
Denver has, I think they really like Marvin Mims a lot. He really started to emerge at the end of last year. You know, Cortland Sutton's there. And they've got a couple of those, like, kind of depth receivers. I would not argue. I always kind of wondered why they weren't a team that was kind of going more in the free agent market at wide receiver to find a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
They also maybe could have been on the T. Higgins market if it ever materialized. I think that maybe is where they – or Darius Slayton. I bring it up a lot for the Patriots, but they also could have been one of those teams hoping something like that opened up, and it didn't.
Jordan Schultz reporting the Giants have been trying hard to get back into round one.
They're
looking for their quarterback.
They're trying to get past Pittsburgh.
Jackson Dart, baby. They want him. I'm sorry. Joe Shane's son – posted a highlight clip on Jackson Dart and then had to go private.
Oh, yeah.
There is no Shedeur love there. They are all Jackson Dart. They are just looking for a team that is willing to move back and around to. They're going to have to wait. But I also don't know if anyone's,
but also
I don't know if anyone's taking them outside of them in the first round.
So I saw
there might be a team that
saw a proposed trade. It's not. It's mm-hmm. just from somebody up on Twitter that I saw that comes in at fair on the trade value chart. 20 and 85, which is a third round pick mm-hmm. for the Bills to move up 30, 62, and 132 and go get Will Johnson. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
I would do that.
It's basically moving back from 62 to 85.
I wouldn't worry about it yet. He's falling, there might be corners that they still want.
Well, I think, and to bring that point up, I think these next three picks, Denver, Pittsburgh, LA, I don't think you have to worry that he's gone.
No.
So I
agree. I think if Denver doesn't...
Minnesota. Minnesota's the team at 24. I think you can trade up with them. They have
and
four
it's going to be cheaper
picks.
Than
yeah.
that.
They have four picks. That's the team.
And
I don't think... Ooh.
It's immensely cheaper if you wait a couple picks.
Green Bay. Jaire Alexander. What's going to go on there?
But that's the thing. Like, you're still waiting only a couple more picks. You're not then going to have to give up a more expensive piece.
No, but
it's these next three picks: Denver, Pittsburgh.
I'm more saying
LA.
That the trade may not matter. Will Johnson could be gone at 23 to Green Bay. That's more what I mean. And then all of a sudden,
yes.
it's like, okay, if that was your plan, now you sit back. Minnesota, though, is the team I'm looking for. If you decide to trade, Minnesota needs to add picks. We've talked about it almost endlessly with the Bills. They have 10 picks. They likely won't have 10 rookies make the roster.
I really think that a lot of their picks are going to be used on day two to
yeah.
move up and around.
Quote from Aaron Glenn, who was asked about Aaron Rodgers and the criticism of him that he had on the Pat McAfee show, and said, quote, Mambo's a really good player and I'm excited he's a Jet. I'll say this about the New York Jets.
Awesome.
They did. I think they hit a home run with Aaron
Glenn. I'm completely in agreement with you.
I love it.
And I real quick on that, because we're talking about the draft. He'd have complained if they did it over Zoom, too.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers would have complained no matter
what.
He'd
have complained anyways because they told him they didn't want him anymore and his ego can't handle that. Good for Glenn to be like, no, it's draft night. We picked 7th overall and you're going to ask me about a 41-year-old quarterback? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Love that. Love that for him.
Yeah.
I think they absolutely hit a home run. Hate it for the Bills.
Denver
Love
is down to their
Glenn.
Last minute, by the way.
Guys,
so
just take Hampton. Let's go. Come on.
This might be trade.
The pick is in.
The pick is in.
There we go.
The clock ran out on both of us.
That's also, though, Denver probably,
so the
probably
Steelers,
being smart going like, we'll take trade offers. Hampton will likely be there wherever we want in the first round.
Okay, never mind. The Broncos were potentially looking to move back. They decided to stay, and they are making the pick here.
Yeah, and why not? A running back targeting team would absolutely be a great idea for a trade back. So why not be in conversations if the Giants want to get frisky?
100%.
So,
but also, Giants, you want to take quarterback, give me a first. I don't care where I'm drafting. You want to get a quarterback, give me your first. I would absolutely make a team bleed for it. I really would.
Also, you're looking at, like, you're dropping it more than 12 spots. I think you're 14 out of the first round.
Yeah, I'm making a team bleed if you want to take a
quarterback. Yeah, you're making me drop 14 picks?
I have no qualms about it. I have none. I'd say the same for the Bills. We'll start a first round and drop it down from there.
For example,
you want a quarterback.
For example, if New Orleans wants to jump all the way back in to get in there?
Same thing.
No, it's going to cost you something.
Yep, same thing. Absolutely the same thing.
But Denver is fascinating because there's a lot of weapons that they can take. There's a lot of different directions that they can go in with this one. And
I am surprised by where they went. I am very surprised by where they went.
Okay, I don't need to know or
no,
want to
you
know.
Don't. You don't. We talked about this in the break. One of us doesn't have to know.
I will go ahead and just keep rambling,
They
I
have
guess.
The best corner in football, and now they've got someone on the other side.
Yeah, this is actually not a bad pick. I like this one.
Oh, you saw it? Just say avert your eyes. Yeah, never mind. You have Twitter open.
Here, it's right here.
Yeah, you have your well.
I like tweeting some of my thoughts sometimes, and with how Jordan Schultz is working the Twitter machine today, I know things.
I could have sworn this was going to be Amari and Hampton. I really did.
I never bought there was going to be two running backs taken in the first round of
this draft. It's running backs, man.
All right, here's the commissioner.
That Make-A-Wish grants. Yes. One of those wishes will be coming true right now. Sam is a 17-year-old Broncos fan who has bravely battled cancer. There you go, Sam. Raise that fist up, baby. His wish is to announce the first-round draft pick for his favorite team. Please join me in cheering on Sam as his wish comes true. Take it away, Sam.
fellas.
Thank you.
All right. With the 20th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Jahdae Barron, DB, Texas.
So there it is, Jahdae Barron off the board. Again, you have what I think is probably the best corner in football.
Yep.
And now you're adding that on the defensive side of the ball. The Broncos were a very good defensive
team
last year.
They are such a good defensive football
team. And they're adding to that defense. I know.
Consider that you can get a running back later.
I think, too, if I'm being honest, and we're going to see here, 21, I do think Shedeur Sanders comes off the board here. But in all reality,
yeah.
I think that the idea that Matthew Golden was a first-round pick or going to be a high first-round pick was largely manufactured in the media. I'm not sure the league looks at him that way.
I'm telling you, I think the league has looked at it and gone, that's not 4.29 speed.
Mm-hmm.
They went back to the tape. He doesn't have a ton of production. I loved him at Texas, but he gives off the vibe of he's going to be a great number two. And you don't draft a great number two in round one, especially high. Like, if he's going to Dallas at 12, I thought they maybe could really take him because it was happening so much. But no, real quick on the Jahdae Barron thing too. Nate, you mentioned it with maybe having the best corner in football. I would agree with you. I think he is. That also allows Jahdae Barron, if they want to, slot him right in a nickel. Put him in the position he's best at. You were a great pass rush team. Now you get better on the secondary, and you're dealing with the Chiefs team, your rival, who has not been as efficient on offense as years past, and they may have to deal with suspensions more in that receiver room. This is how you pass the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Is you put them in position they can't pass on you.
Yeah.
Because everyone likes to give the Eagles defensive line credit, but really where that Super
totally
Bowl
agree.
Was run
I totally
was
agree
the
with
fact
you.
That no one got open.
I totally agree with you.
Corners that they stocked up on.
Yep, totally agree with
and
you.
Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Not oh, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, baby.
Oh, no.
Come on. Let's go. Oh, no. Come on. Come on.
Oh, no.
I don't even really want it necessarily to be Jackson Dart. I just what are
not,
they doing at quarterback?
It's not
what
a quarterback.
What are they doing at quarterback?
Yes. I'm just glad he's off
it's
the
not
board.
Not a quarterback.
I'm just glad he's off the board so that we don't have to talk about him going to the Bills.
Ooh. Fascinating.
Here's what we're going to do. We got 4 minutes. Let's take a timeout. And on the other side, we will continue bringing you coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. The pick's in. Let's stay here. We'll play the pick for you live, then we'll take a break. We are inching closer and closer to the Bills pick at number 30. We're at 21 right now. Pittsburgh, the pick is in. I can tell you it's not a quarterback, which means it's not Shedeur Sanders.
As I stare at Zachary saying when bad quarterback classes are bad, teams reflect it.
Well, the Giants are trying to trade in.
That's cool.
They're trying
to
trade in.
Still only going to be two.
They want to take, it's better than 2013 and 2021, I'm just saying.
I'm
not by much, but it is better.
It's pretty much, again, if teams don't value the quarterback class, they'll reflect it in their drafting, especially with how this board is falling. But Pittsburghans in particular, they must be either really comfortable with Mason Rudolph or they know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be there for them all along and he's playing a media circus.
That is terrifying if they have that much belief in Mason Rudolph.
Here's what I'll say is that they have an aging Cam Hayward. They have an aging T.J. Watt. I do think they need something there. So that's something to consider. But, it's not surprising to see the Shedeur Sanders slide. He tweeted out today that he's ready for anything that can happen. I think tweeting that he kind of felt like this was going to be a move back. I like the Steelers not taking quarterback here, getting the best player available on their board, and then maybe looking to move back later to get one of these quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But we'll see here.
First pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. The Pittsburgh Steelers select Derek Harmon.
Thank God.
Defensive tackle, Oregon.
I am happy that they took Barron. Barron is a 3-4 defensive lineman. He is not a 4-3 defensive tackle.
Harmon. Yep.
Everybody really wanted to say, well, he can play one technique.
He seemed to be a tweener.
His college coaches said he wasn't.
Yeah.
In the Big Ten. I never thought he was going to walk into the NFL. Yeah.
And change.
Because that's what that's what they did with Kyrie Elam.
Yeah.
Is I agree, yes.
He's great at this, but we think he can do this, and he's a project, and we're going to do this. So I'm glad that the Bills aren't even in a position where Harmon's still on the board. I think he's a much better fit because I don't think he's going to play the nose guard.
Agreed.
I think he's going to play 5-tech, defensive end in the 3-4, which I think is his most ideal position in the NFL.
I will say that this is personally, I'm with you on Harmon. D-tackle's starting to get thin on your first-round candidates, I think. It's starting to thin up a little bit.
I think we're getting to a point now, not in ink, but I'm starting to feel defensive tackle in round one for the Bills, not going
to
happen.
It's starting to squeeze.
I love that no safety's been taken yet.
No, yeah, and barely any secondary.
Yeah, really no corners. Will Johnson, still there.
And all right.
Yeah,
we got to take a timeout.
It's going to be interesting.
We got to take a timeout.
The Los Angeles Chargers on the clock. I feel like Matthew Golden's going here. We'll see you on the other side here on our continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to WGR's continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. We got Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, and TJ Luckman along with you here. About a minute and a half on the clock here for the 22nd pick with the LA Chargers. Guys, what do we think here?
Golden.
I think it's got to be Golden. If we're going off of your last game shows you all your weaknesses, their big weakness was, outside of Ladd McConkey, who the hell is catching the football?
Yeah.
Now, you do have a Greg Roman offense because he's their offensive coordinator.
Right. Never mind. It's going to be a Mario Hampton.
Are there any Michigan players left?
It's Michigan. Well, Will Johnson.
Omarion Hampton.
That would be hilarious.
Objectively hilarious. Every fantasy player would freak out. They'd be furious.
Mike Green.
Mm-hmm.
Jihad Campbell.
That's right.
Yep. I wouldn't take Will Johnson. That's who this pick's going to be, Will Johnson.
They did lose Samuel.
This is going to be Will Johnson.
They haven't brought him back.
This is going to be Will Johnson.
Come on. I kind of want the clock to run out. They're at 15. This is going to be the closest that someone takes.
I bet you it's Will Johnson. And that it's going to be a gut punch for me, who really has been looking at him as like the guy I've really wanted.
Wait a minute. The clock ran out on the Chargers. Oh, boo.
We'll never get another Minnesota Vikings. And that is upsetting.
Now I'm more mad at them because they took the full 10 minutes.
And no one's got the pick yet.
This is more of why Greg Roman ruins all fun for me. Because no one has the pick. All the time has been run down.
He's the offensive coordinator. What could you hate Greg Roman?
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
All right. Man, he got a little testy there.
Jeez.
A little testy.
Gosh.
Come on, please, Matthew Golden.
Come on, you think the Chargers like doing things that are fun with Greg Roman?
Well, I mean, they did try to draft receivers when he was there in Baltimore.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying it went well, but they did try.
So that now he's saying don't try. Bring in a bunch of guys
Also where I like Matthew Golden. I've mentioned it. I think he's more of a number two. But if I'm LA, I've already got my number one in Ladd McConkey.
That's true.
Now I get, kind of another complimentary weapon with Matthew Golden. I don't think it's the greatest pick in the world. I think it's better than Omarion Hampton, although that would make sense with the offense they run. Again, fantasy players everywhere would scream in anguish. I don't. Could it be someone on defense? Could it be a Will Johnson? You mentioned any Michigan players left. I mean,
yeah. I wonder if there's a trade and it's taking so long to have the announcement on it, or like a call finalizing it.
I listen. They lose Joey Bosa.
Ooh, Mike Green would be a good option.
They lost both starting defensive tackles.
Right, right.
I don't know that I love the defensive tackles that are still available on the board. They don't really have a linebacker.
Did they anticipate Campbell being here?
I would think that they did. But I just think the connection with Michigan and Will Johnson, like, I think that, it, to me, would be too difficult to ignore.
In the 2025 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Omarion Hampton.
Greg Roman strikes again! Wow.
Now a player you love.
Wow.
Greg Roman strikes again.
Do not test me on Greg Roman and
so
how much he hates.
So let me ask you guys this question, though, really quick.
Forward passes.
Let me ask you this question, just from a pure dynasty question for you. Is he the number two pick in your dynasty drafts now?
No.
Not anymore.
Oh, Myron Hampton's not?
No. He just went to a team with Najee Harris.
And not how they're going to run the ball. Denver, yes. Here, no. I kept saying it. I think this is the worst spot for fantasy owners. If you wanted Omarion Hampton, if you really liked him, this is the worst spot he could have gone. Oh, man.
And if man continues, if Justin Herbert had an offensive coordinator that actually planned out passing tree routes.
I don't get the pick.
I don't either. I mean, outside of it's Greg Roman.
It's Greg Roman.
But again,
no
offensive coordinator is figured out more in his second year than Greg Roman. It's crazy.
It is
inevitable.
Harbaugh and Roman are trying to take football back to the 1980s, and that's why Justin Herbert will continue to be if man.
Man, oh man.
This totally makes sense.
I mean, I know
I'm ashamed of myself for not calling it.
I know there's like four LA Chargers fans out there, but like just... I love Omarion Hampton, the player. I hate the fit for the Chargers.
But that's a one-year. Wasn't it a one-year deal with Najee Harris? It's not like he's their running back of the future or anything.
No, but...
It still doesn't make sense with Matthew Golden on the board.
It still doesn't make sense. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, who's their number two receiver?
Quentin Johnston. If we're being honest. I mean... But is that also what the Chargers are sitting there going, are we really going to go 3 years in a row, a high draft pick on receiver? You mentioned it, though. They don't have a linebacker.
Fair.
So how much of a luxury pick is this?
Yeah.
It feels kind of aggressive.
The tweet you said is perfect. Greg Roman is inevitable.
He's inevitable, baby. I mean, he is more consistent than the sun rising.
Good for you, Greg Roman, for still managing to keep getting jobs despite not evolving at all as a play caller.
Well, because that first season is going to be hot. I mean, they're going to run the hell out of the ball. They're going to score a ton of points. They're going to be very conservative.
And now he's going to overload on running backs to where they all are just not all that good.
23, Packers are getting several trade calls. So did the Chargers. I think that's why the Chargers waited.
The Chargers took as long as they did because they were probably getting calls on it.
And then they were like, nothing's good enough. We're making the pick.
We're going to take a running back.
Chargers could have gotten a Brian Hampton like anywhere else in the first round. Like, I would have absolutely taken the trade immediately. Whatever your offer is, I'm going to get a little more aggressive and then take it. Come on. I think the Packers really could go Will Johnson here. The unknown with Jair Alexander is big. However,
he keeps falling.
We keep bringing up his name as well, Matthew Golden.
Mike Green.
Their offense has openly brought up that they need a number one wide receiver.
I don't think Edge makes a ton of sense.
No, I don't either. We also have to remember, for Green Bay specifically, we're kind of at a point now where Christian Watson, you're sort of thinking about him no longer on the Packers. Another torn ACL. He's not going to be there really much this year. Again, the offense is openly brought up. Their running back room has brought up that they need more receivers.
Yeah.
But also, when do the Packers ever draft a receiver in the first round?
They don't.
Like, Jalen Royals makes sense for them in round two. Like that's what they do. They don't go Matthew Golden in round one.
Yeah. So,
you know?
Do we want to take a look overall at do a recap of the best available players here?
Mel's best right. available.
Well, not even Mel's best available. We got a top 100 from Dane Brugler here. But we're really going to be kind of like ebbs and flow in this one here. Mike Green obviously still being one of the top talents as a pass rusher available there. If you like another edge player, there's Donovan Isiraku on the board. Safety has not been touched. Nick Amonwori, Malachi Starks, still there. Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan that we are talking about a lot. It seems like those injury concerns are very real and the league is seeing it as such. Jahad Campbell, top linebacker available out of Alabama. Matthew Golden, Luther Burden, if you are a fan of a wide receiver, those are players that are going to be available for you as well. Other corners that we can be looking at outside of Will Johnson, you can be looking at a Maxwell Hairston, Trey Amos. Both of those are amongst the top of the board at corner for you as well. This doesn't really affect the Bills necessarily for what they want to draft, but the presence of a Josh Connerly or a Josh Simmons at offensive tackle also might help push the board around in Buffalo's favor as well. Plenty of options hanging around for pick 30, which is 7 picks away.
Jordan Schultz reporting now the Eagles are in discussions to move up the Packers here.
Oh, this is for Green. 1,000% this is going to be for Green.
Ooh.
Green.
Is it Green?
It would have to be. They'll probably want to restock their pass rush.
What about corner?
See, I was just about to bring this up.
Quinion Mitchell last year.
Quinion Mitchell last year.
And Cooper DeJean, though.
Cooper DeJean.
So but he's not playing outside corner.
They'll want to kind
of... He's a safety.
He's a more versatile... He's the or versatile player
he's,
for them.
Right. He's the safety slash slot.
Real quick, yeah. we were laughing...
Who's their other boundary? I mean,
right.
Bradbury and Slay are gone.
Yeah. Real quick on Elliott. We were laughing about them a lot. Does it concern either of you that Harbaugh did pass on Will Johnson?
Yes. I think the injury concerns are real.
They're real.
So on that, if he's there at 30, does that give you pause then?
No.
Yes.
The Bills should take him.
I'm going to go because if he was there at 30 anyways, I was taking him, he would have to pass the Chargers for it. But I think it is now something to talk about of like, oh, hell, he really is there. Or potentially could be
and
there.
But the thing for me is it's not just Johnson. It is the entire cornerback class right now.
Yeah, outside, what do we got? We got Jahdae Barron that went.
If you have a collective group of teams Hunter. That all think
yeah,
they can get a good corner in the second round, you're seeing you're an entire see early class run. Move back.
Yeah.
You're seeing an entire class get pushed
But
back.
There will also be an early run in round two, probably.
Yes.
Which then leaves you to the Bills going, we have to strike now.
Yeah.
And that's where I think also, I know Sal had him at 30 in his mock draft. Man, I really think Tylaik Williams is going to be a guy that's available in the late second round.
Yeah.
He's an elite run defender. There's going to be no pass rush upside for him.
No trade. The Packers are picking.
Okay.
Okay, y'all are offering garbage.
Y'all are offering garbage. That's one way to say it.
This is like the fourth tweet in a row where it's like this team, they're trying trade back. This team's trying to come up and
they're
nothing.
Trying.
One trade.
And it was a blockbuster.
It was a doozy. It was right off the bat.
It was a doozy. But you're right, Nate. I mean, like, and there was a lot of talk that this could get crazy. You know, the whole. I'm telling you, y'all are offering garbage. Try harder.
Y'all are offering garbage, or it's a draft where again teams are going so offensively heavy to start that the board is
there. It is.
Is it Green?
No.
Is it Johnson?
What? Oh, they did it! Green Bay.
What did they do?
Good for you. Good for you, Packers fans. And they did it because they're in Green Bay. You know they did. The entire city's population is there. The running back room was complaining about it. They did it for them. Look at that.
I'm a little saddened for the Bills.
Oh, boy.
But
at least he's not in the AFC. Boy.
True.
Interesting.
I'll take it where I can get it. Good for you, Green Bay.
I agree.
Jordan Love better not be bad.
Good for Green Bay for you. I think your point about Watson is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is they need a deep threat. And yeah. Good for the Packers.
I think the thing is
it's a good pick for the Packers.
I think with this pick now, I loved Christian Watson coming out of North Dakota State. That man cannot stay healthy. I think this is them transitioning away. I think there's a hope that when they're all healthy, they don't really need the number one receiver. They can't stay healthy, and that's a big problem.
Okay, Green Bay. It's your time. To make this historic pick, please give it up for first team All-Pro, Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion, and Packers president and CEO, Mark Murphy.
I have the next two picks predicted, by the way. Like, I'm going to predict these next two picks.
It's unbelievable. Roger, thank you and the NFL for bringing the draft here to Green Bay for the best draft in the history of the NFL. Right here.
I don't know about that. It's still early.
Calm down. There's only been one trade.
Packer fans here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and everywhere, because our fans are everywhere, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to the NFL Draft at Lambeau Field. It is our honor and privilege to host this wonderful event in our community, particularly since we are the only community-owned team in the NFL. Just out of curiosity, how many of you are owners? Yes. We also have the best owners in the NFL. And we also want to celebrate the special connection we have with our fans that dates back to the early days of professional football. With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver.
Jeez. I'm okay with him playing to the crowd for the drama there.
Grow up.
No,
right, Matthew Golden,
no.
Wide receiver,
let him,
Texas.
Let him have fun with the fans.
The fourth receiver to go in the first round. I do believe that'll be the final receiver to go in the first round. But Luther Burden could sneak his way in. All right, let's take a timeout. Minnesota's on the clock. Jordan Schultz reporting that they really would like to move down. They've only got four picks in this draft.
Who doesn't want to move down?
I think they'd really like to move down. All right, timeout. Other side, coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Northtown Automotive Group. Northtown Automotive, official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Quilted Squirrel. Great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at TQSmarketing.com. First round of the NFL draft, 24th overall. The Minnesota Vikings stand pat. Only four picks. They stand pat. They take Donovan Jackson.
Wow.
The other tackle from Ohio State. And now Houston at 25 trades back. The New York Giants are trading back into the first round, presumably to get their quarterback. Zach believes it's Jackson Dart. It could be Shedeur Sanders. But I'll tell you right now, the Texans are trading 25 for the Giants in exchange for 34.99.
That was pretty cheap.
That's super.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Super cheap.
Sheep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's not going to cost a lot at this point.
I will tell you, look, I think it's going to be Jackson Dart. I think this is also an organization with two of their key members, and Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, desperate to keep their jobs. I think this is also a way, I mentioned it, that they maybe have a good defense this year and sell to John Mara, hey, let us pick our rookie quarterback. I think this is them trying to do what a number of Bears coaches have tried to do, which is, hey, we have this rookie, please don't fire us this year while we try to build something around him. I honestly see that's where it's going to go. And if it's Dart, I like the prospect, but I also don't think he's ever going to become an elite player. I think he'd be a really good quarterback. Relatively, Andy Dalton was a pretty darn good quarterback.
This is getting to be fascinating, but now we got the trade, so like now things are starting to move around again, and the Giants get back into it, and they jump the Rams where there was
Jackson
a lot
is taking pictures with people.
That tells me he's not getting a phone call.
I was going to say, that woman maybe looks like his agent. She's like patting him on the back. That kind of, I don't know, I'm trying to read body language. It's going poorly.
Yeah,
he's hugging it's
Jackson
people.
Dart. It's Jackson Dart, yeah.
And there was smoke about the Rams with Dart and the Giants wanting to get in front of them. Makes a lot of sense. But also, oh boy, man, who would I
hell yeah, baby.
I was not expecting that Dart would go ahead of Sanders.
I love that two safeties are available. There's a lot of edge rushing ability here.
There's a lot.
Will Johnson still there. Any of the cornerbacks you've pretty much heard for the Bills still there. Defensive tackle, we've talked about it, probably off the board tonight for the Bills.
If you like safety, I don't know why. I've got this bad feeling about Baltimore.
No, I'm with you. I think Baltimore's taking a safety. It's more surprising to me, though, that Minnesota didn't.
Yeah,
and now both could be there. Bulldog probably sitting at his house right now freaking out that Emin Warry might be there. He did mention that if he was picked, he might run around naked. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's his guy.
Okay.
Nick Emin Warry is his guy.
All right. We know it's going to be Jackson Dart. Let's take a timeout. Let's get to the other side. The Bills are rapidly approaching their pick at 30. This draft is flying by. We're going to get you the 11 o'clock hour on the other side. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, and TJ Luckman bringing you continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.